You're listening to SBS News.
President Donald Trump is promising to outline an optimistic vision for America at this week's Republican convention. But he'll be speaking to a public which is deeply pessimistic about the direction of the country and overwhelmingly dissatisfied with his and the federal government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that most Americans think there isn't enough being done to help individual Americans, small businesses, or public schools as the pandemic stretches on. Emily Swanson is AP's Director of Public Opinion Research.
Only about a quarter of Americans say the country is headed in the right direction. Trump himself has very poor approval ratings on handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Only about 3 in 10 Americans say that they approve of his handling of that, which sort of stands in contrast to his best issue, which is the economy, which about half of Americans say that they approve of how he's handling that. But really, the last few months since the start of the pandemic, he's seen this steady erosion.
Around the world, the discussion of whether or not children should return to school continues to be a hot topic. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is insisting it's a moral duty for the nation's children to go back to school as normal. But the government says if local lockdown measures have to be introduced, teachers must be prepared for remote learning procedures. Parents have been warned they could be fined if they decide to keep children off school. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has updated its guidance for mask wearing by children, notably saying those 6 to 11 years old should wear them to fight the coronavirus, but that it depends on local factors and other criteria. Maria van Kerkhove is the technical lead for the WHO Emergencies Programme.
Children can be infected. Most children have mild disease, although some children can have serious disease and some children can die. Children can transmit the virus, although there are differences in transmission rate depending on the age, with the youngest children transmitting less. And these are studies that are ongoing. So if there's transmission that's happening in a community, it can enter into the school system. So what we really need to focus on is bringing transmission down in the school system.
She says the WHO has already made suggestions as to how that could be achieved.
We have outlined guidance on how schools can reopen safely. Everyone agrees how important it is that schools are operating safely, and we've outlined how that can be done in terms of physical distancing and hand hygiene stations, respiratory etiquette, the potential use of masks by either the workers or the children themselves. And so there are a number of considerations of how the schools can be opened. But again, we really need to focus on reducing transmission in the community first.
Meanwhile, in Spain, the opening of the school year in September has prompted fears of an even sharper surge in coronavirus infections. On Monday, when the Ministry of Health reported figures for the previous 3 days, the country added more than 19,000 new cases to its epidemic tally of more than 400,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. That figure's the highest in Europe. Fernando Simón, the epidemiology expert in charge of Spain's response to COVID-19, admits that contagion with no clear source of infection is now widespread across the country.
In some regions, this transmission level is higher than others. This does not imply that going back to school inherently poses a higher risk of transmission, but it is true that it is an opportunity for the virus to be transmitted more easily. What must we achieve? A safe return to school, as safe as possible.
He says it will be possible for children to return to school with sufficient security measures so that it does not pose a risk to the population. Italy has begun vaccine tests against COVID-19 on volunteers at a hospital in Rome, as health officials are optimistic that the treatment could be available to the public by the Northern Hemisphere spring. Giuseppe Ippolito, the scientific director at the National Institute of Infectious Diseases, says that the 90 volunteers will undergo 7 tests.
It will take at least 24 weeks to finish this phase. At the end of this phase, we can move on to the next one for which we are already preparing.
The World Health Organization says using plasma from recovered patients to treat COVID-19 is still considered an experimental therapy, and that the preliminary results showing it may work are still inconclusive. President Donald Trump on Sunday approved an emergency authorization of convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients. The WHO's chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, says convalescent plasma therapy has been used in the last century to treat numerous infectious diseases, with varying levels of success.
There are a number of clinical trials going on around the world looking at convalescent plasma compared to standard of care. And only a few of them have actually reported out on results. And the results are not conclusive. I should say that the trials have been relatively small, and the results in some cases point to some benefit, but have not been conclusive. And we've been tracking this, and we do ongoing meta-analyses and systematic reviews to see where the evidence is shifting or pointing. And at the moment, it's still very low quality evidence.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.